Chapter 5. More casual talk followed, as they all sipped away at pretty good iced tea that Time silently felt didn't really need the sprig of mint that Will had tossed in automatically. But all the time they talked of fortunes spent on artificial hills piled atop bunker-like estates, the subject of the visit grew heavier and heavier, filling the room and darkening it more than the dying light, until at last it could be ignored no longer. At Will's prompting, Time recounted her previous day's bad luck beginning, utterly inexplicable middle, and rather melodramatic conclusion. Had that all just happened yesterday? I love science, Will said when Time had given out all she remembered. Physics, math, all that stuff. Maybe physics the most, because that one dissects the big hologram, you know. But physics is the one where we guess at a lot of stuff and can't be sure, even of our perspective as a judge. Now, what you said about Mr. E. Hey, mystery. Love it. Anyway, what you said about him using an old communications device to contact us in modern day? Well, why not? Sounds like he's working in the dark, but wasn't he always doing that to at least some degree? That the actress was used to giving speeches became obvious when she went on with her thoughts without pause. Now, with math, she said, most of it is rock solid. It works or it doesn't. Okay, I don't know about fractal mathematics, but it seems the reasoning is sound enough in general from what I've read and heard and seen. Anyway, that's math. That's not physics. We don't know what time and space are. We define things as having mass when we know that deep down they're all just variations of wave node patterns. Time didn't realise that her jaw was slowly going slack and was embarrassed when, pausing to catch her breath, Will looked over and saw her. What? Did you think I just joined an acting troupe straight out of high school? She said. No, Time said quickly. I... Relax, Will said, grinning brightly. I kind of did, but they have that their internet thing now, so you can teach yourself if it matters enough. And when it comes to this whole life experience, I deemed the sciences worthy of spare time spent. Of course, if you go by the mags and such back then, I was too busy going through lovers to possibly have had time for that.
So that's all made up, Dredge said, holding back a grin of his own.
Not all of it.
Will flashed a roguish grin and they all laughed.
Back to what I was saying, she said. The phone wasn't powered by anything, right? You say the wire from the booth up to the utility pole had been cut.
Seeing Time nod, she went on.
But Einstein told you he'd used that phone, and whatever otherworldly magic, sorry, science, he was working, he happened to be doing it right as you were walking by. I'll spot him figuring out how to make that phone ring and chatting with you through it, but I want to know how he knew you were there.
Maybe he'd been letting it ring for a long, long time, Dredge said.
Time said he could be right because she'd come to hear it ever so faintly through the desert wind, while still at least a couple of hundred feet away. Will did some thinking out loud.
Excuse me if I inadvertently mention your name, likely more than once, but the key element in all this seems to be time. Einstein passed away in the 1950s, his spirit went, well, somewhere, and by your account appears to have remained intact and coherent. Now, wherever he went, wherever he is, he's been trying to send that message, that warning, back to the reality he left behind, and he succeeded through you.
Yeah, and now she's passed it on to the pros, Dredge said. But even if that was Einstein and what he said was on the level, how are we ever supposed to get a lead on whatever and wherever morning glory is? Much less do what he wants.
The look on Will's still quite mesmerising features was not what Time thought it should have been. Instead of looking lost about what to do like Dredge, and no doubt herself as well, Time saw a faint look of confidence in those sea-green eyes.
I know where it is, Will said. And maybe even how to get in there. But I can't do it, and neither can Dredge.
What? Time said.
You're not saying that I can't. I've already spent all my leeway time on this side trip.
Whatever job you're worried about sounds like it'll be short-term if this experiment or whatever at Morning Glory takes place. Save the world or ensure your next paycheck. Your call.
But why me? Dredge can go with you, but only up to a certain point. Past that, he'll blow your cover.
Cover?
Look, Will said. I have no idea how in the world you can possibly do what old Albert said must be done. But consider that in the space of less than a day, you've already gotten half of what he asked for. We can get you there. After that, you just have to do the stop the test half of your assignment, and the world survives. Although, I admit that won't derail the rest of the stuff that's destroying it, no matter what. Time put a hand up slowly and tentatively, like she was trying to get the teacher to call on her in class. But she didn't wait for acknowledgement.
I'm a little confused about the just have to part of that, she said.
I know. I would be too, Will said. I can give you a couple of things that may help you out. Gadgets, gifts from strangers from back when I got in all that trouble for using my celebrity to tell the public the truth. You'd be surprised. There are some inventive crazies out there with mad tech skills.
Wait, Dredge said,
looking uncertain as he caught Will's gaze.
So just because she's the one who gets the phone call, and despite no training or qualifications for espionage, you want to equip her like a super spy and send her into a presumably huge government facility to stop whatever they've spent unimaginable amounts of material and money setting up for decades to do?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Both Dredge and Will looked to Time. Honestly, if I could go in your place, I would, Will said to her. But where I go, generally speaking, they're keeping an eye on me. Out here, they could care less what I do.
Who's they? Time said.
I'm not even sure anymore, Will said. But as long as I stay nice and quiet out here, doing my own self-sufficient thing and not stirring up trouble against the powers that be, they don't tend to pay much attention to me. This place isn't bugged, but it is watched. I get visitors from time to time, with Dredge here being one of the handful of repeat guests. And even though what you're neck deep in does involve a gigantic secret project, well, I can't imagine how they'd even know that you got a call from the ghost of Einstein and are out to spoil the last science party. So you should be able to leave here clean. And I'll have Dredge take you where you need to go first thing in the morning.
Hey, I have a job too, Dredge said.
Both Time and Will turned to him slowly and stared with somber faces.
Oh yeah, Dredge said, remembering the impending apocalypse. The whole clock's running out thing. Kind of forgot.